once in a while is sang in the church.
Mm-hmm. I bet you like to hear them. It must be nice.
I do. They sing them once in a while, and I do really enjoy them. Mm-hmm. Now and then I'll hear one over the TV that I was familiar with.
Have you ever heard people call, call hymns anything besides hymns?
Songs and hymns.
Have you ever heard them call them ballads?
Well, I have. Now, they used to, when the girls, the older ones at home, we got the organ, and they got music, and they'd call that ballads, some of the music, when they were taking music lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I never did take music lessons, but my older sister did.
Uh-huh. That must have been nice to have that organ at home.
Yeah, I played a little bit, but it was by ear. It was just what I could sing, I could play, and that was it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I didn't know anything about music.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what's the Supreme Being called?
Supreme Being?
Uh-huh. You know, Jesus is the Son of...
God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, let's see, this goes sort of off on a different track now. What are some words for God's adversary?
You mean what he said?
I mean, like...
God is love and...
No, I mean, like, who it is that's always trying to corrupt people. And in pictures, they picture him with a pitchfork.
Oh, the booger man. The devil.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call him anything besides the devil or the booger man?
I don't know that I have.
Well, now, would the devil and the boogeyman be the same thing?
Well, I guess.
Okay. Sometimes people are afraid to walk past a cemetery at night because they'd be afraid they'll see...
ghost.
Okay. Have you ever heard people talk about having seen anything like that?
Nothing but just old tales. There's two boys just going by the cemetery one night, and they had stole them some apples. And they come along there, and they knew they'd done wrong. And there was some other people that... No, these boys was coming along, and there was some other people that stole the apples and was in the cemetery dividing them. And these other boys come along and heard them, and he said, "Well, now, you take one, and I'll take one." They's dividing their apples. And they thought that it was a booger man dividing out the dead.
Oh, me.
And so they took off.
Can you think of any other stories like that? You ever talk about?
Well, I've heard a lot of ghost tales around cemeteries, but I can't tell it.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen anything that you thought might be a ghost? No. Anything like that?
I've never seen a ghost. And my husband says, "I've walked by cemeteries all time of the night," and he says, "I've never seen a ghost."
Uh-huh.
I think it's in people's mind.
I imagine it is. A child might be afraid to walk past an old dilapidated house because he'd be afraid ghosts might live in there. Mm-hmm. What is that called, that kind of house? People think ghosts might live in.
I don't know.
Well, have you heard them called ghost houses or haunted houses? Or?
Yeah, I've heard them called old houses, called to say that house was haunted.
Uh-huh.
And they think they'd see ghosts in it.
Were they, have there been any in this area that people said that about?
No. Mm-mm. I don't think.
Let me mark those.
Would you like a Coke?
I'd love one. About the, you know, you said you put them in a barrel and kept them like that.
Yeah.
And she was asking me about how, you know, if you take the top off to add more in, don't they sort of fly around?
If the winds are blowing, they always have to...